The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
South Carolina plans to test, do a lot of testing, as a matter of fact. They're going to start with nursing home residents, staff members for the coronavirus. By the end of May, they're saying they're going to test as many as 220,000 South Carolinians during this month. Yesterday afternoon, during a news conference, Governor Henry McMaster says he's ready to attack the virus.
As you know, when this virus hit, the virus was chasing us. But now we are turning the tables and we are chasing the virus. And we have a plan of testing, of contact tracing and testing that is superior. And we know that it will be effective. It is statewide. It is comprehensive. It is smart, and it will work. It has many components. There's a lot of collaboration and cooperation that has gone into this. And, of course, the supplies and many of the materials that we'll be using, including the reagent for testing, and those things are coming at the insistence with the help of the Trump administration.
So a lot of emphasis on testing. We heard yesterday that the University of South Carolina plans to have classes on campus this fall. Every student, every staff member will be tested as well. I wanted to ask a few questions this morning about testing. Dr. Jeff Guskey is an ER doc, and he's known for being able to break things down, communicate things in a very effective way. I like to say he keeps things simple so that I can understand them. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Thanks for having me on. I hope you're well and your audience is well. And my mission is to talk straight to people, not political, just to, you know, there's a lot of misinformation right now, and testing is sure one of the biggest areas. And I want to say that these are my opinions. It's what I believe. I'm not giving medical advice. But I'm just trying to help people get their arms around this. And, you know, we're all exhausted and we want certainty. And most importantly, we want to feel safe and we want our loved ones to feel safe. And when you look at all this hubbub about testing, it's being politicized in a huge way because testing will not make you safer or more certain in terms of mass testing. There's targeted testing, which is extremely important for nursing homes, for hospitals, you know, for frontline workers that could infect others, you know, that's a whole different situation than mass testing because what they're implying is that testing will make us safe. If we're just, you know, healthy person going into, like you mentioned in the segment just before I came on, about the governor and talking about war on the virus and University of South Carolina. First of all, most people are going to be negative. Probably 95 to 99%, depending on where you are going to be negative. And they're going to get a test and think they have the good housekeeping seal of approval and then go hug grandma and give her COVID because so many people are asymptomatic. All a test means is that you're negative if, you know, at the moment you're tested. You could be infected an hour later and be asymptomatic, not know it, and think you're fine. And so I think that it's very dangerous, you know, all this politicization of testing. And I want to say that there are several kinds of tests. And you're probably not hearing this, the antibody tests that tell you if you had it. The CDC recently, just in the last week or so, put the brakes on those and basically said, don't do them. There are a lot of scams out there. We don't know what they mean. And you know, when they tell you you're immune, you know, there was some talk a while back about immunity passports.
Right.
Well, now it looks like we don't know what immunity means with this. We will eventually, but right now we don't know if you can get it again. If you, you know, some people can have antibodies and still be shedding virus. It's crazy. So the CDC, you can just go on their website, is advising not to do the antibody testing. And employers should know this, because you don't think your employee is safe just because they have an antibody test. So the guidelines also have changed in the last week in terms of what you do. And I don't want to talk your ear off. Do you want me to explain those guidelines?
Sure, yeah.
That's
the whole idea. With me this morning, Dr. Jeff Guskey, an ER doc. And, you know, I think, Doc, we need to understand these things in simple terms, because, as you said a minute ago, there's so much misinformation out there.
Yeah, we're going to look back on this and realize, first of all, that the leaders, you know, did their best. Initially, they were hit with something we've never seen before, and they did heroic effort, so a lot of credit to them. But then there was mission creep, and what, you know, initially started out as 2 weeks of sequestering to prevent this collapse of the hospital system and catastrophic loss of life, we've had mission creep, and now we've had a lot of fear mongering. And what I want people to realize is that the science behind a lot of the things we're being told, like masks, like testing, like social distancing, we're going to look back and say, what the heck were they thinking? And we should really be asking a lot of hard questions. Like, for example, outdoor air is completely different than indoor air. I believe the danger is in dangerously dry indoor air, especially where you have people with pre-existing conditions, you know, the elderly, the infirm, right, people in nursing homes, that kind of situation. Where the indoor weather has not been looked at, and that's really the big missing link in all this. And we won't go into it now. But the outdoor, I think you're going to look at and look back and say, well, you know, outdoors, the virus isn't transmitted. We're not so much at risk. We can be outdoors. That's my view. The mask, same thing. You know, the mask, these cloth mask, I mean, it's a good intention. It's people are trying to help each other, but the virus is so small. You know what I learned the other day and this is shocking, the N95. You know, we hear about the N95, right? That's the mask that's supposed to protect us from others. Mm-hmm. Well, all it means is that it filters out 95% of particles 300 nanometers and above. Guess what? The virus is between 60 and 140 nanometers. N95s do not assure you of filtering those, only the N100. There's just a lot of bad science, a lot of smart people saying dumb things. And I don't mean to, you know, be negative, but because I think there's a lot of hope. The hopeful part is that we're like in NASA, like overdrive, you know, the unbelievable effort with, you know, vaccines and treatments. And we're going to see just an unbelievable amount of great stuff coming out. But when you hear people talk about treatment right now, the only treatment that is authorized is emergency use is remdesivir. And that's for people in ICUs that are really sick. The hydroxychloroquine, totally politicized. That has been used for 70 years. Probably a billion people have taken it, and a lot higher doses. And it was never a political issue until now.
Yep.
And it's one of the safest drugs around. And it can really help. In other countries, they're using it like crazy. And there are a lot of positive studies. I was on it. Most of the ER people I know were on it. Back to the testing. The antibody testing, according to CDC, is out. The guidelines are this. So it was that you stay sheltered in place for 7 days after symptoms. Now it's 10 days. And you have to have 72 hours between the time of your last symptom, let's say a fever, coughing, sore throat, and you have to have 72 hours free of symptoms with no Tylenol or no ibuprofen or Aleve before you go back out into the workplace. So you need 10 days from the time you were, let's say you tested positive or that you had symptoms or you thought you had it or you were exposed to someone, 10 days from that moment until you go back out. And then the last 72 hours have to be symptom-free, no fever, with no Tylenol or ibuprofen.
Yep. Otherwise, you just stay in until you meet those conditions. Dr. Jeff Guskey, thank you. Thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. There are lots of things. Look, this is a very complex issue. And as you said, a lot of misinformation. Maybe we can schedule time and revisit
can I just
again
say
next
one
week.
Last thing?
Sure thing.
And you kind of alluded to it in an earlier comment I heard before I came on, which is it's about how we are treating each other. It's amazing. We're now seeing what America is made of.
That's right.
When you go into an ER, you don't see race. You don't see gay, straight. You don't see rich, poor. You just see human beings helping human beings, period. People putting on their lives on the line for each other in a way that we have not seen in our lifetimes. Yeah. And I've not seen anybody calling in sick, shirking the task. This is real courage and bravery, and it's happening one person at a time. Quiet acts of conscience, human decency, kindness. That's what America is. That's where our strength lies.
Yeah, we have certainly seen Americans rally to help Americans. Dr. Jeff Guskey, always good to have you. Thank you for what you do, and let's catch up again soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day, Joey.
You too. Have a great, Bye-bye. Thankful Thursday.